Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. As promised, Jimmy Akin with us this hour, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of The Bible is a Catholic Book and a whole bunch of other things. And it's open forum. And I'm going to give out that number a few times, and then I'm going to stop giving out that number because we're in the midst of the first day of our spring pledge drive. During these pledge drives, we go to the phone a lot and take a lot of calls, but we still raise money between those calls. So if you have a, if you want to call and ask Jimmy a question, and anybody can ask anything of Jimmy, 888-318-7884. The number is 888-318-7884, whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're Christian or not. One more time, I'll give you that number and you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. Jimmy, welcome. Thanks for being here with us.
My pleasure, Cy Kellett. And I understand, even though we had a very difficult time in our previous pledge drive, which is quite unusual for us, we normally don't have that kind of struggle. We did last time, and, you know, it hurt. We were kind of distressed about it because we do need folks' support in order to keep the show going strong and to do all the things that we're doing. But fortunately, this time we had a good first hour in this drive, and we have some folks we want to thank. Some of the donors include Martin from DeColony, Texas, who donated over $1,200. Also, Michael from Carmel, Indiana, who did the same, as well as Don in Wanakee, Wisconsin, and Justina in Sanford, Connecticut, Juan in Anaheim, California, and Ramona, who donated $1,000 from Catonsville, Maryland. So those really helped us have a good first hour. Now let's have a second good second hour. I understand we have a matching pledge for this hour, Cy. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, we do have a matching pledge. I just want people to know, when Jimmy says we had a good first hour, we met the match. So that's wonderful to do in the first hour. So I just want to let you know about that. Two matches this hour. We continue. We have another $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. That is, any pledge in any amount, whether it's monthly or one time, will be matched dollar for dollar. So a one-time pledge of $100 becomes $200 for us. Maybe it's a monthly pledge of $20 a month. It becomes $40 a month for us. But in addition to that, any new recurring pledge, monthly pledge, is also matched a second time because of a second donor. And the donors have been very generous with us this time. I think they saw that we struggled last time, and this is an extraordinary opportunity. It means that if you start a new, say, $20 a month pledge right now, it'll be matched twice. So it essentially becomes $60 a month for us until we use up that $75,000 for the second match. So 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 10 lines open right now for on the line, 10 open, 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. That text will take you to where you can make your pledge. 888-291-8000.
Cy, we also have some special thank you gifts we'd like to give people in exchange for their donations. And I understand we were a little late announcing those last hour. So why don't you remind people what they were?
Yeah, right out of the gate. I'm happy to have you to do that because I did neglect it last hour. First of all, if you come in at the $10 a month level, you're a member of our Society 315. And so $10 a month gets tripled to $30 a month right now. And then you're a member of the Society 315. You get the cool T-shirt. You get the car magnet, and you become a member of a society that has benefits that at least once a month, something, some exclusive content that you won't get otherwise. Also, special stuff at each of our events. We always have something special we do with the Society 315 folks. And so it's something that really has value as far as becoming a better apologist and evangelist in your own right. So that's $10 a month. Just call 888-291-8000. But maybe you can do $20 a month. You'll be automatically enrolled. It'll be tripled as well. And we'll give you Jimmy Akin's book, The Fathers Know Best, about the early church fathers. You'll love this book. And that's we're able to send that to you if you can make a $20 a month or more pledge. But maybe you could do $45 a month or more than $45 a month. If that's the case, all of that I just mentioned, we will also add to that These 12, the beautiful new book from the wonderful, really a magnificent writer, Rod Bennett. Get the whole thing. Get the books, get the Society 315, get the t-shirt, and all that for $45 a month or more. There are folks who can do $85 or $100 a month. At that level, you start to get into our high-level giving societies, either the President's Club or the Founders Circle. And all of the information on those is available on our website at Catholic.com. We'd love to have you be a member at any level, 888-291-8000.
And I just want to recommend The Fathers Know Best. It's been a one of our best sellers over time, and there's a reason for that, because it is consciously designed to show people the continuity of Catholic teaching between the first century and today. Mm-hmm. It's organized by topic, so if there's a particular topic that you're interested in, you can look up that topic. It also includes background information on the Church Fathers, who they were, where they lived, what things were like in their times. So it's really blessed a lot of people, and at the $20 a month level or for a one-time donation of $200, you can get a free copy of The Fathers Know Best as a thank you gift. Also, I want to recommend Rod Bennett's new book, These 12. We do pre-reads when we're publishing a book. It's part of our quality control process, and I was the one assigned to read These 12 when we were producing it, and it's a really great book. I've read it myself. It's got lots of wonderful color from the first century and interesting ideas to think about. It's extremely well written. Rod Bennett is a very talented writer. He's very gifted, and you can get These 12 at a level of $45 a month or for a one-time gift of $500 or more. And with the higher giving societies that you mentioned, Psychelet, like the President's Circle or President's Club, which you can join at $84 or more dollars a month, you are entitled to receive everything we publish during an entire year. So that's all the magazines, all the books, DVDs, audio sets, whatever it may be, you're entitled to receive it at just $85 a month. And that's affordable for quite a number of people. Now, if you're able to do more than that, you may be able to join our Founders Circle, which is our highest giving society. If you do, you not only receive all of the previously mentioned benefits, but you also are invited to our annual Founders Circle retreat, where we bring people out to San Diego or we meet with them elsewhere and give them a behind-the-scenes look at what Catholic Answers is doing and solicit their feedback, because we really feel it's important to involve donors in the life of the ministry. We tell you about what we've been doing, what we're thinking about doing, and we ask for your ideas and your input, and we take it very seriously. So all of those are important. Now, Cy, as you mentioned, every donation is important, regardless of the level. But in order to meet our goals, we will be needing to receive some larger gifts as part of that. Gifts, you know, of $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000. And I understand that second hour of the pledge drive may not be the time that people are ready to do that. They need to think about it. They need to check with their spouse and so forth. But I just want to plant the seed, because there are two more days to this drive. And so if you are someone that God has blessed, if you could afford one of those larger gifts, please do begin thinking about it. Talk to your spouse, you know, check your finances, whatever you need to do. But later in the drive, please be prepared to make that gift. So just want to plant that seed right now for later on. And by God's grace, it'll grow and germinate.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Ask them about the matches. They'll explain it to you. Take advantage of all those matches right now. 888-291-8000. It's time for some questions and answers. So let's go to Michael in Florida, listening on Divine Mercy Radio. Michael, thanks for your patience waiting. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy, thanks so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it, and a joyful Easter season to you.
Likewise.
I'm a lifelong Catholic, but I am constantly thinking deeply about things, and a question occurred to me today.
Good.
And I just wanted to know your reflection on it, and if there are any sources in the Fathers or any theologians whatsoever that have addressed this issue. A question came to me when When we receive the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, we are receiving the resurrected form of the Lord. Is that theologically correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, we're not receiving the human Jesus of Nazareth. It's the resurrected body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord.
Well,
a question that occurred to me today, has anybody addressed this in history? At the Last Supper, Jesus was not crucified yet. He wasn't dead yet. He wasn't resurrected yet. But he was initiating and inaugurating the Eucharist with his apostles in the upper room at the Last Supper. So how was he giving his resurrected body to them in the Eucharist?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so first I'd point out that we are receiving the human Jesus in the Eucharist because we're receiving his body and blood, which are things that humans have. So Jesus continues to be human in heaven as well as divine, just like he was here on earth, but now he's in a glorified form. And so what we're receiving, in addition to his divinity, is his glorified body, blood, and human soul. The language that is used in a document that Pope Paul VI released in 1968 called the Credo of the People of God confirms that we are receiving his body, blood, soul, and divinity as they are now in heaven. So that's part of how we know that. It is a teaching of the church. But because it is, the church does not have a teaching about exactly how or in what form the apostles received Jesus in the Eucharist at the Last Supper. We know they received his body, blood, soul, and divinity because they received him in the Eucharist, but the church doesn't have a teaching about was it at that time glorified or not. And so this is a matter of theological speculation. Now, in order for them to receive it in as it is in heaven today, presumably there would have to be some kind of time warp so that God at the Last Supper reached into the future and pulled back the glorified body of Christ in time to be present in the Eucharist at the Last Supper. And he could have done that, but that would seem to be a different miracle because, you know, that's within God's power. But it would seem to be something that we don't really have evidence for. It would look like it's a second miracle going on in addition to transubstantiation. And given the language that is used in the Credo of the People of God, it sounds like we're receiving Christ's body as it is now, and it just happens now to be glorified in heaven. Well, then it wasn't yet glorified in heaven. Jesus was standing before them in the last room. And so I would assume, based on the fact that we're receiving Jesus's body today as it is now, the disciples would have received Jesus's body then as it was then. And so I would assume, although I can't prove, that they were receiving the body that as it was standing before them in its pre-glorified state. That's how I would guess. They were receiving his body, given the evidence at hand, but I can't exclude the possibility that God does additional stuff that he doesn't tell us about. In fact, I'm pretty sure God does a lot of additional stuff he doesn't tell us about, and that could be the case here.
Thank you so much for that call and for that question. Right now we are in the second hour of our 6-hour pledge drive. We'll just come to you for parts of each hour, and lots, as a matter of fact, far too many lines open right now. So we have extraordinary matches this hour. Could you help us use them up? There's a $20,000 dollar for dollar match. That is anyone who gives a gift in any amount, whether it's one time or pledged monthly. It's going to be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000. Could you call and make that pledge right now? We are in need of your help to use up that match this hour, 888-291-8000. But if you're a person who's able to make a new monthly pledge in any amount, a new monthly pledge, It will be matched by that $20,000 match that we have this hour, but it will also be matched a second time by a wonderful donor who is matching all new monthly pledges up to $75,000. Right now, there are 23 of our colleagues waiting on the line, and 22 of them have no one on the line with them. So give them a call, say hello, tell them why you are giving to Catholic Answers, or tell them you want to get out quick, and they will get you out quick. They'll get it done in 90 seconds or so. The number is 888-291-8000. Long way to go this hour, and we need your help. 888-291-8000. If you want to do it on your own, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and that goes to exactly the same place, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, that number, 888-291-8000.
And I just wanted to underscore what you were saying, Cy Kellett, because according to the status board I'm looking at, we have 25 of our fellow Catholic Answers employees who are available to take calls. Only one of them is currently taking a call. So we have lots of people who are sitting by their desks just waiting to hear from you. And if we're going to have a strong second hour, we really do need to hear from you. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Always want to say the number slowly, don't we, Cy Kellett?
Yes.
And also, you can go safe and secure, as I was saying, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can go on your computer or your phone or your mobile device, whatever device you have that you want to use. You can make your donation safely and securely online. It will only take a few moments, but we do need to hear from you. And right now, we have lots of people open, waiting to take your call. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000.
I am going to go right back to the lines because we do want to get as many callers in as we can, and we want to have an enjoyable show for you of the open forum on Catholic Answers Live. But let me just give out the number again and ask you once again to provide your support right now while we have all these wonderful matches on. We got a long way to go to meet the match this hour. I am confident that we will do it, but the first hour is the first day is the toughest day. And if you could make your pledge of support today, it makes it much easier on us tomorrow and on the third day of the drive, and then we're done. And also, it makes it easier on the folks on the line because they will have the time and the bandwidth to take the calls in the next 2 days. So if you're thinking about making that pledge, making that donation, today would be a great day. This hour would be a great hour because first day is the toughest day, 888-291-8000. Now we're going to Paisley in Louisiana, watching on YouTube. Paisley, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hello, Paisley. How old are you?
9.
Well, thank you very much for the call. We're happy you called. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Aiken.
If Jesus loves us, why did he let bad things happen to us?
If Jesus loves us, why does he let bad things happen to us? Well, the basic reason is because he will bring good out of whatever happens that's bad. God would not allow anything bad to happen if he wasn't going to bring some greater good out of it. It's kind of like when you go to the doctor and get a shot. You know, you may be sick, you may have a disease, but your parents, because they love you, they'll take you to the doctor so you can get the shot and it'll cure your disease. So you won't be sick anymore. You won't be suffering from the disease. And yes, it can hurt a little bit to get a shot. I remember when I was a kid and I had to get shots. And, you know, it was kind of scary. And, you know, a child might wonder, well, why are my parents letting this happen to me? Why is this stranger, you know, sticking me with a needle? That hurts and that's scary. But the fact is, you'll be much better off if this does happen, if the doctor does give you a shot, because then you won't be sick anymore. Or like the shots that kids get when they're very small, when they're just babies, those will help keep them from ever getting certain illnesses. There used to be illnesses that would cripple people and maybe even cause them to die. And then we invented shots that would stop that from happening. And so parents now take their kids to get their shots. And yes, it does hurt for a moment, but only for a moment, and then the child will have health as a result. The child doesn't have to worry about later getting one of those diseases and being crippled or suffer or even die from it. And so the good comes out of the shot. The pain of the shot is a bad thing, but good and greater good nevertheless comes out of it. And that's the way it is with us. St. Paul, in his letters in the Bible, talks about this. He talks about how the sufferings of this life are not even worth comparing to all the wonderful things that God has in store for us in heaven for all eternity. So just like in this life, you can get a shot that will hurt for a moment, but it will give you a lifetime of health. So you don't have to be afraid of a particular disease, or it will cure the disease that you currently have. If we suffer a little bit in this life, God will bring good out of that, and there will be a huge number of wonderful things for us in heaven that far outweigh anything that happened in this life, because the things in heaven we'll get to enjoy forever and ever, and there will be no end to the wonders of heaven. So that's the basic reason why God allows bad things to happen. It's because he loves us, and he's going to bring good out of whatever we have to suffer in this life, just like the good of health comes out of suffering the momentary pain of a shot.
Okay, Paisley?
Yes.
All right, well, okay. Call us again if you got another question, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for your call. Our number, in order to make your pledge of support to Catholic Answers, which I'll tell you what, I haven't run through the numbers, but we're asking you to support us for the next 3 months. That's why we have this goal of $220,000 for our total goal for the pledge drive to raise. And that $220,000 pays for our podcasts and our YouTube broadcasts and all that we do on the radio and a whole bunch of other stuff as well. And without that money, we can't do those things. But with that money, we are able to do those things. So we come to you and ask you for your support. And we're very, very grateful that people pick up the phone and call. Right now, out of 23 of our colleagues on the phones, 13 of them are waiting for calls. They'd love to talk to you. Make a pledge in any amount, whether it's one time or recurring monthly, and it's going to be matched up to $20,000 this hour. 888-291-8000. But if you can make a new monthly pledge, any new monthly pledge will be matched dollar for dollar, just like every other pledge, and then matched again because we have a very generous donor who has made that possible for us. So it's pretty hard to beat that. It's very, very helpful to us. Folks have been very generous to us, but we'd really like to use up that whole match and receive that full $20,000 match this hour. And that's going to require quite a few more calls, 888-291-8000.
I wanted to compliment Paisley for the things she's thinking about. At her age, she's just 9 years old, and she's already thinking about one of the deepest subjects in theology and philosophy, which is the problem of evil. And it's an illustration of how here on Catholic Answers Live, we're able to help people no matter what their situation is, no matter what their age in life, no matter what their educational background. If anybody from a small child to someone who is getting ready to meet the Lord, we're here to help them out. And that's an important spiritual service. And you make it possible. Now, Cy, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hit our hard break where we have to take a break at the bottom of the hour for station identification. And that means we won't have time to take another question before then. So this is actually the perfect time for people to call because you won't miss anything. Between now and the end of the break, this is the ideal time to call. We have 20 now of our fellow employees standing by just waiting to take your call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. As you were saying, Cy, if you're able to donate $10 a month, you get to join the Society 315. You get the welcome package with the T-shirt and a bunch of other goodies, including monthly exclusive content. Also, if you're able to donate at $20 a month, you get a copy of my book, The Fathers Know Best. If you're able to donate at $45 a month, you also get Rod Bennett's brand new book, These 12, about the apostles. You know, we often hear about the apostles, but we don't know that much about them, most of us. But if you do study, like Rod did in preparing this book, there's actually quite a lot that you can know about them and some other interesting ideas about the apostles that have been proposed. So you definitely want to get Rod's book, These 12, which you can get for free at $45 a month. If you're able to join at $84 a month, you're entitled to receive everything that we publish in the year, and you'll be a member of our President's Club. And if you're able to do $5,000, you'll join our Founders Circle. And we've actually had someone, even though it's just the first day, we've actually had someone who's now done that, and we want to say congratulations to them. I had it in front of me, and now I don't. But we'll thank that person by name later on. So thank you very much, everybody who's been calling. We're about to go to the break. The number to call, 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or, like I said, just call 888-291-8000.
There are two additional ways to join the pledge drive this time. One of them is you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. Just text Catholic to 24365 and you'll receive a text helping you to make your pledge. Or you can just go on the app and go down to the bottom corner. There's a support button. Hit that support button and you'll be in making your pledge.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host, getting to work with two of the very best Catholic apologists in the world today. So that's a pretty good job that I have, and I'm very grateful for it. And I'm very grateful that you support us in doing that work. And now's the time. We just come to you four times a year and ask you to help us pay the bills for the next 3 months. We don't have radio stations. We don't have a network or anything like that. We just produce the content. We produce this content and some internet content and quite a few other things, actually. And we need your support to do that. 888-291-8000 is the place to go and do that. 888-291-8000.
And I also wanted to follow up on thank you that I mentioned before the break. Christina from I want to make sure I have the town right. From Newport Beach here in California, was able to donate $5,000 as a one-time gift. So welcome to the Founder Circle, Christina. We appreciate your generosity. We'll need other people who are equally generous, but I'm glad that God has blessed you with the ability to be that generous. And thank you so much for sharing your resources to help the gospel keep going forward on Catholic Radio. It's very important work.
Christina, thank you so much. I mean, this it's very, very, very helpful to us, and we do appreciate you blessing us with that. I'm going to go back to the phones real quick here because I'll just give out the number a couple times here and encourage you, and then I'll go right back to the call so Jimmy can get back to work because there's a lot of calls on. Right now, 14 lines open, 7 calls on, so 14 lines open. That means two-thirds of our lines are open, 888-291-8000. Let me explain the matches again. There's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for any pledge of any size up to $20,000 this hour. There's a second matching pledge, and it will be added on for anyone who can make their first-time monthly pledge, any new monthly pledge, 888-291-8000. That means any new monthly pledge is getting tripled up to $20,000, 888-291-8000. Jimmy, I wasn't sure. Did you want to say something first before I go back to the phones, or—
No, let's go back to the phones. All right, promised we better deliver.
All right, let's go to Rob. Just watching on YouTube, Rob, are you there with us?
Yes, sir. If I may, a hearty greetings to the venerable Saints and Gandalf the Red.
Gandalf the Red. well, that's very— thank you for exaggerating my qualifications, but I do like Gandalf the Red for Jimmy. What do you got, Rob? Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Yes, sir. I just returned, by the way. I thank you very much for being available to us, Mr. Aiken. You are very knowledgeable, and I just very much appreciate it. Anyway, I'd like to talk about lying, if I could. I said, new Catholic, just returned to the church. I'm hearing from a lot of different sources that you have to find everybody that you may have lied to, tell them, admit your transgression and seek forgiveness. And then other people are telling me that that's basically handled in confession. Mm-hmm. So I guess I need to find out which is which, because I'm mystified here. And if I may, I'll hang up and listen because my earpiece is miserable. It's an old phone. But thank you both, gentlemen, and I really I am praying that your fundraiser is very successful.
Thank you for the prayers, and welcome home to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, praise God. So in terms of what you're being told, there's a balance to be struck here. Obviously, we do not have to go back in and find everybody we ever told an untruth to and correct it. That would be impossible. And just like in confession, it's not possible, especially if you've come back to the church after a long period, you haven't confessed in a long period of time, you're not even going to remember all the sins you committed. And so God understands that, and it is not obligatory to confess sins you've forgotten. In the same way, it's clearly the case you wouldn't have to go back and confess that you lied to people that you don't even remember lying to. So clearly, this is not an absolute requirement. Now, it is a good idea, and it can be obligatory, to go back to someone that we told an important lie to that is still affecting them and correct the misinformation we gave them so that they can benefit from having that. But that's the goal of communicating information in general, is to benefit someone. And if it would not benefit the person, then we are not obliged to go back and address the situation, because there are many situations where if you tried to go back and tell people, by the way, when I said that dress looked nice on you, I was totally lying. I thought it looked terrible. If someone said, if you went back and said, honey, when I said that meal you cooked last night was delicious, I was totally lying. It was terrible. Okay, those are lies that are that even though you're correcting them, the act of correcting them will cause worse damage. And so you don't need to correct things like that. If you had lied to somebody about something that was still affecting them and it would cause more good than harm to undeceive them, then yeah, you would need to do that. But that's a judgment call, and it depends on the situation. Also, this is going to depend partly on your theory of lying, because not every telling of an untruth is considered morally wrong. There are situations, the classic one is, you know, if the Nazis are at your door and they say, "Are you hiding Jews in your attic?" You can tell them no. In fact, high church officials did things like that during World War II. Blessed Pope Pius XII, there we go, was running a spy network out of the Vatican against the Nazis and hid Jews in various religious institutions all around Rome to keep them safe. They also, various church officials, gave Jews false baptismal certificates. So we need to have a more sophisticated understanding of lying. We shouldn't just assume any misinformation you've ever given someone is a lie and something that you need to go back and correct. So I would urge a balanced view here and simply ask God that if there is someone that you need to go correct misinformation that you gave them, that God will make it clear to you that that's the case. But I wouldn't do anything precipitously, because just having come back to the church and, you know, still kind of feeling your way through these issues, you could actually do more damage by trying to go back and correct things like that. And in many cases, especially if it's been a long time or it was a minor matter, it's better to let things lie and let the situation heal on its own if it hasn't already.
Thank you very much for the call. We greatly appreciate it. It's open forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. But in addition to answering questions today, we've got to do a little bit of fundraising. We're in the last moments now of our first day of our three-day pledge drive. Each day, we'll just take a little bit of time out of each hour to ask you for your support. And thus far, I am happy to report many of you have been very, very generous with us today. So I would say as first days go, it's going quite well, and I'm very grateful for it. But I will also tell you this right now, 22 of our colleagues are on the line waiting for calls, and only three of them have a call on the line. So 19 lines open right now, and they are lovely people. They'd love to talk with you if you want to talk. If you want to share with them why you're supporting Catholic Answers, we all like to hear that. And they'll share that with us. If there's something that you would like us to say on the air about why you're making your donation, they'll also communicate that to us. Or maybe you just want to get done real quick and you want to say, hey, I don't have much time. Can we get this done? They'll help you with that. But please do fill up those lines. We've got those matches, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. In particular, if you've never made a monthly pledge, at a monthly pledge right now, there is an extra bonus matching pile of money available right now because of a generous donor, at least one generous donor, who made $75,000 available to us for that. And we'd like to use all of that up. So a new monthly pledge, $10, well, it gets matched. And then you also become a member of our Society 315. You get the T-shirt and you become a part of a society of people who have we try to do exclusive stuff and also include Society 315 members in all the events and things that we do. Become a member for just $10 a month. Get that match. It's very helpful to us. 888-291-8000. At the $20 a month level, we can also add Jimmy Akin's book, The Fathers Know Best. And at the $45 a month level or above, we'll throw in Rod Bennett's brand new book, a beautiful book, These 12, all about the 12 apostles. And I'll just tell you this, thanks, Greg, for your $50 a month pledge. And Greg made, he was talking with one of our colleagues on the line. He said he did it just specifically to get Rod Bennett's book. And you made a good choice, Greg. Any pledge amounts, especially those pledges, those monthly pledges, new monthly pledges, really getting matched. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. You can do the same thing, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
One thing that we don't talk as much about as we could here in, during Pledge Drive, Cy, is the biblical teaching regarding giving. Because even though God is the creator of the universe and he has unlimited resources, he hasn't given them to us. He hasn't given humans unlimited resources, right. Even his own people. And, you know, he points out in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills, meaning he owns all the animals everywhere. So he doesn't need sacrifices, but he's chosen because of our nature to associate us with his work. So we become his instruments. And in order for us to be able to do his work, we have to cooperate with each other. This is something St. Paul talks about in, for example, 1 Corinthians 12. In the body of Christ, there are many different people with different spiritual gifts and different functions. And not everybody, you know, does teaching work. Not everybody has the gift of teaching. But the teachers do need to be able to be supported in carrying out God's teaching in the proclamation of his word, in explaining the faith to people, in defending the faith to people. And it's your donations that make that possible. So there is a real spiritual component here. And one of the things that St. Paul discusses, if you want to look it up, it's in Galatians chapter 6. He says that everyone should share all good things with the one who teaches, which of course is what we do here on Catholic Answers Live. We teach people about God. We teach people about Jesus. We teach people about his word. And St. Paul says to share good things with those who do that so that they can keep going, keep doing that work. And he promises a reward. He says very specifically, don't be deceived. He says, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also will he reap. He says, if you reap to the flesh, meaning just spend all your resources, all your money on yourself, on, you know, for fun, then from the flesh you'll reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, which in context means sharing resources with teachers of God's word, then he says, from the Spirit you will reap eternal life. And so you will receive eternal rewards for what you do now in supporting the proclamation of God's word. That's what we're all about here on Catholic Answers Live. So please get yourself an eternal reward. If you already have, build on it. More eternal reward is better than less eternal reward. So give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
With that, I will head back to the phones and get Jimmy back to work doing his day job. We'll go to Susie in Pensacola, Florida, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Susie, go ahead with your question, please, for Jimmy Akin.
Yes, hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to ask you some advice. I have three children, and my eldest child is a daughter. She has decided she doesn't want to be a Catholic anymore, and she blames it on the Pope. She blames it on the bishop. She blames it on what's going on in this crazy world. And I just needed some advice. You know, I just tell her that I pray for her, and you know, it just breaks my heart. I pray to St. Monica, you know, that I feel like if she could bring her son back to the church. And she has three beautiful children, and one of them even goes to a Catholic school, but she doesn't go to church on Sunday, nothing. She just says, Mom, I pray to God, and he knows I love him, and I'm a good person, and she is a good person.
Okay, Jimmy.
So the first thing I do is recommend a book for you, because it'll give more advice than I can possibly give in a short radio answer. The book is called Search and Rescue. It's by Patrick Madrid, and it's specifically designed to help people try to provide help to their loved ones to come back to the church. So Once again, the book is called Search and Rescue. It's by Patrick Madrid. Also, Cy Kellett, maybe we can send her a copy of my own little bitty book, Words of Eternal Life.
Right.
Because it's designed to be very short and easy to read. It has a positive, loving tone that's designed to try to engage people and help them appreciate the message of love in the Christian faith and in the Catholic faith specifically. Are there particular things that your daughter has cited as reasons that she doesn't want to go to church or be a Catholic?
Well, she just thinks that she more or less says that the Pope's like an antichrist, she thinks. And, you know, this whole thing about COVID and, you know, having the aborted babies and the Pope has approved it and the bishops have approved it. She just says it's not right. So,
okay.
I guess so, she's thinking they're bad people.
Yeah. So, I guess I'd say a couple things there. The first one is, at Catholic Answers, we've produced some material about COVID and the vaccines, and you can look that material up at Catholic.com, and that can help her out. Also, if she thinks the Pope is a bad person, well, the Catholic Church has never claimed that popes aren't sinners. In fact, the very first Pope, St. Peter, denied Christ three times. And nevertheless, that didn't mean he stopped being Pope or that Jesus didn't want people to follow St. Peter and his teachings and his orders. So you might want to point out to her the example of St. Peter and how right from the beginning there have been problems with various popes, but God still works through them and they're still the Pope. And if you were in the first century, you would be wrong to say, oh, well, St. Peter denied Jesus. I'm not following him. Because, of course, even though St. Peter had denied Jesus, he repented and Jesus reaffirmed him in his office. You can read about that, for example, in the very last chapter of the Gospel of John. It's John chapter 21. And so Jesus expected people to follow Peter, who he appointed over the church, and you would be mistaken if you said, well, I think Peter was wrong on this issue, therefore I'm not going to follow him, even though Jesus appointed him. If you really care about Jesus, then you need to care about the Pope that he instituted, regardless of what you may think personally. So that's something you might want to consider discussing with your daughter.
And Susie, we're going to send you that book, Words of Eternal Life. If you would just hang on the line, then Edgar will get your information and we will send that to you. Thank you very, very much for the call. I want to go back to just a little couple minutes of fundraising and then we'll try to do at least one more call. The number to make your pledge, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's a 3-day pledge drive. The first day, almost always the most difficult day to raise funds, but today has been a very blessed day, and we're very grateful for your generosity. There's still a lot of ground to cover and a lot of match to use up, but I do want to say thank you to all those who have called and made their pledges. Right now, 22 of our colleagues are on the phones waiting to take your call. Oh, four lines are used, so 18 lines open. And they'd love to speak with you. Give a call. If you can, whatever the pledge amount is, it's going to be matched. Pledges of new monthly recurring pledges are matched. $10 will become, you know, you get the double the match on that one. $20, $40. But I, what I'm trying to get to is you also get these lovely gifts. You also get these, you know, at the first level, at the $10 level, you become a member of Society 315.
And Society 315 is something new. We haven't had it for that long, so a lot of people may not have heard about it. So why don't you take a moment and just tell me, what is Society 315, and specifically, what do you get if you join? And tell me slowly.
Society 315 is much better than Society 314. We've really improved it. Actually, Society 315 is our main giving society, and it's new because you can enter that giving society at $10 a month. You can, anybody who has a monthly pledge.
This is entry level. It's very easy. It's meant to be accessible to as many people as possible.
Exactly. And you get a cool T-shirt And then you also get a car magnet. But the main thing about Society 315 is that it's meant to be an ongoing kind of dialogue society, back and forth. One of the great things that I've gotten to participate in the last few years was at our recent conference. We just sat down and listened to what the Society 315 members had to say. We had apologists there with us. We had Chris Check, our president, there with us. And we just had a great conversation, and people shared with us what they thought we should do. They asked us questions about what we were doing. And that's kind of what we would like Society 315 to be. And whether it's through email or video stuff that we do, or in person when we do events around the country.
And you also get ongoing exclusive content monthly, right? I heard you say that.
Yes, lots of ongoing.
Part of Society 315.
Sometimes we get wonderful guests in the building, and we'll just sit down and do an interview with some important Catholic person who's here in the building with us, and then we'll send it out to the Society 315. Or we've had Society 315 members join us on retreat one year via video. We'll probably do things like that in the future, and lots of creative stuff like that. It's meant to be a society that you can join and learn your apologetics from, learn techniques of evangelization, and also just be kind of part of the larger family here at Catholic Answers. And we really want you to be. So you can do that by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, pledge $10 a month, or pick up the phone and call. Almost every line is open right now, 888-291-8000.
So Society 315 is really for everybody. If you don't have larger means, that's a great way to participate in the life of the ministry. So call and make a donation of $10 or more a month. And I know you said, Si, we're going to take another call in a moment, which we will, but also want to let people know that we are coming up on the end of the hour, and we will be having our colleagues standing by even after the show is off the air until the phone stop ringing. So this is going to be another ideal time for you to call in at 888-291-8000. You won't be missing anything on the show. You'll be able to get through swiftly and make your donation online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or talk to one of our colleagues here even after we're off the air. If it's later in the day, or if you're outside of North America, you can still support the show by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter when you're listening, CatholicAnswersRadio.com works for you all across the globe in every time zone during every hour of the day. So if you're not able to call in, please go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there.
Let's go real quick to Greg in Las Vegas, Nevada, watching on YouTube. We're glad to have you, Greg. Greg, you're going to have to be kind of quick with your question.
No worries. Just real quick. By the way, thank you for taking my call. So I recently came back to the Catholic Church, and I'm very happy and excited about it. My fiance, she's kind of on the edge, and one of the things that's keeping her, fully experiencing the Catholic Church is that she's used to more kind of Protestant, the songs, and she says mm-hmm. she's, kind of has a little bit more of a connection, and I'm not sure if it's because of that music, or just, I know there's so much importance to the Mass, but since I'm learning so much right now, it's hard for me to, explain that to her.
Do you want help in inviting her to Mass?
Let me recommend.
She went to Mass with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me recommend several things. First one, Si, let's send Greg a copy of Words of Eternal Life so that he can give that to his girlfriend. Also, if we're able, let's see if we can send Mass Appeal, the ABCs of Worship. It's a booklet that I produced specifically to help people who haven't been to Mass before or been much to understand the Mass and the biblical basis for it and what's going on at Mass. So if we can send Mass Appeal, that also would be great. And I would encourage her to think about what worship is. Where the word comes from in English is worth-ship. So what we're doing when we worship God is we're testifying to God's worth. It's all about Him. It's not about us and how we feel and what our emotions are or what connections we feel. It's about testifying to God's worth. That's what worship is. And so it's great if we're at a parish where we feel there's good music and exciting preaching and all those kind of things. But ultimately, this is about God. And in the Eucharist, You have God himself. It is Jesus Christ. And if you recognize that, then you want to be where Jesus is in the fullest sense of the term. So, you know, in whatever Protestant church he's coming from, they likely don't even claim that the Eucharist is Jesus. But when you really take the Bible seriously, Jesus makes it clear that he is there. And that's something, if you go to Catholic.com, we have a lot of resources illustrating that. But between those different things, Words of Eternal Life, Mass Appeal, Catholic.com, and understanding what worship is, I think all those things could be a benefit to your girlfriend. And I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there because we're coming in on the close of the hour, but that's yet another illustration of how Catholic Answers has been helping people to the faith or back to the faith. But to keep doing that work, we really do need to hear from you. And like I said, we're coming up on the close of the show. This is the perfect time to call. Our colleagues will still be here even after we're off the air. So give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000 or any time from anywhere in the world, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Folks, we'll stay on the lines here and take your calls. So call now, please. Let's fill up the lines. Let's finish a very fine first day going out strong. 888-291-8000. If you're listening later on the app, just go to the bottom of the app. There's a little button there that says support, and that one works for the pledge drive now. So we'd love your support. 888-291-8000, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or on the app. Go down and hit that support button, and we'll see you tomorrow and let you know how we did today. God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.